This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ismullah al-Qahhar. Ismullah al-Qahhar. The subduer. This is a very unique name in the Quran, amongst the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The category are names of correctional control. There are two categories that are similar to one another. One is called correctional control, and the other one is called positive control. It's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us come back from mistakes, and it's how He encourages us subhanahu wa ta'ala to do better things. So there are two categories. I'm going to take one name from each, even though they're quite rich with names that are worthy of explanation. We're running out of time throughout the month, so I'm going to choose one from each. Correctional control is the category where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back from being in a state of sin or a state of oblivious. Or oblivious or indifference. And amongst those names, I chose Ismullah al-Qahhar. And it's a name that is unique and is different from all the other names. And we cannot emulate that name in terms of its actual function. I mean, there's many names that we'll talk about amongst his names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you are commanded or encouraged or asked to emulate the names, to take them upon yourself and try and practice them. Like Ismullah al-Wahhab, for example, al-Mujib. These are names you can take and you can try and emulate them for others. Al-Qahhar is not one of them. And it's a name that is there for it to fill the hearts of servants with reverence and fear. And it allows people to leave sin and change their lives. And al-Qahr, who al-Ikhla' with Saytara. The concept of Qahr is to subdue, is to compel, is to overcome, is to coerce, is to force, is to control. That's the meaning of the word. These are words that do not mix with our status of being servants very well. These are not words that a servant should be using in terms of their own behaviors and their own conduct. As a servant, for me to compel and to force and to coerce and to overcome and subdue, it's not my thing. I'm a servant. That's his thing. That's the Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, it's around 8 times, I believe. Yeah. 6 times his name al-Qahhar, and twice in the form of al-Qahir, jalla jalaluhu. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On the day where the earth is changed to a different type of earth, and this cosmos are changed, and they're not the same anymore. Everything is different. يوم القيامة, the biggest shock for human beings is that everything's different. Nothing's the same anymore. The laws that used to govern us aren't the same. The earth that we lived on doesn't look or behave the same way. The sky above us doesn't look the same or behave the same way. Everything is different. Everything is subdued by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is compelled to be different. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ. And everyone is exposed to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wahid, Al-Qahhar, the one and the subduer. And it's the only name that comes with Al-Qahhar. The only name that comes with Al-Qahhar is Ismullah Al-Wahid. Name of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one. Because it's unique. Because there's no name for it to come in association with that. No, because He's Al-Qahhar. What can you possibly put aside from that or beside it that will make it? No, there's no other name that is similar to it. It stands alone, which is why the only name that comes with it is Ismullah al-Wahid, the one. There's only one, Qahhar. There's no other. And there's no other, no one's going to do this. No one's going to behave like this. And they do, and that's a big problem. Because Al-Qahhar is, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else. That's why the only name that comes with Al-Qahhar is Ismullah al-Wahid. There's no other name that comes with it. يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On the day where we will all be exposed, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, and it will be called amongst human beings, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who is sovereignty for today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّرِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and the subduer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Yusuf alayhi salam went to jail, when he went to jail, and he was speaking to his inmates, and they had come to him with a dream, and they were asking him the ta'weel, or the interpretation of the dream. Before he explained the dream, he gave them some da'wah. And he قَالَ يَا صَاحِبَ يُسْتِجْنِي أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. Oh, friends of jail, are separate gods better in terms of what makes sense, or is it Allah al-Wahid al-Qahhar? And he used the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Wahid al-Qahhar, because Yusuf alayhi salam was in jail. He was in jail. That's probably one of the moments where the human beings feels the most qahr. In Arabic, we use the word qahr. Where you're compelled, where you're helpless, where you're being forced to do something, you're helpless, you have nothing. You have no way to defend yourself, you have no way to, you're compelled. You've lost whatever battle it is that's led you or to where you are at that moment. And that's how Yusuf alayhi salam felt, because Yusuf alayhi salam was in jail unjustly. And this was not the first time he was, you know, thrown into solitary confinement or thrown into a place alone. This is the second time. First, his brothers, his own flesh and blood, threw him down a well. And now, for refusing fahisha, he's thrown into jail. Yeah. So he feels that qahr. But then he reminds himself, even as he does da'wah, that no, the one who, al-qahar is not my brothers, it's not, يعني امرأة العزيز, it's not, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qahar. He is the one who, he subdues all. So when he chose a name for their own da'wah, because they're in jail like him, when he chose the name to remind them, he chose this name. And that is of his wisdom, alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Yusuf. I mean, Allahul Wahid al-Qahhar. Who is the subduer? It's not the people who are. It's not the warden of this prison or the people who put you here. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Qahhar. He can compel people to do whatever he wishes. Jalla jalaluhu. The verses that we recited yesterday in Tafsir of Surah Al-Ra'd, recited in the Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to say, مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who is the Lord of the cosmos and the earth? قُلِ اللَّهِ, say it's Allah. Indeed, did you choose allies aside from him? لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا, they do not own for themselves any form of harm or benefit. Is it equal, the status of light, enlightenment and darkness? Is it equal, the status of the one who can see and the one who is blind? قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. Or is it that they gave him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, associates, and now they're confused. Which creation is of Allah's? And which creation is of the associates? Say, Allah created everything, and He is the One, and He is the subduer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. القهر. جل جلاله. قل إنما أنا منذر وما من إله إلا الله الواحد القهار. Say, exclusively all I am is someone who brings a warning. I just bring you a warning of something that will happen later. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. But you can't walk away saying you weren't warned. You can't come يوم القيامة and say, I didn't know about this. What's happening? Why am I awake from my dirt slumber. Who's waking me up, bringing me back from the mud? You're warned. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنذِرٌ. All you need to know within this warning, وَمَا مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّرُ. And there is no God. There is no form of supreme power except Allah, the One and the Subduer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا لَاصْطَفَى مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to choose a child from His, He would have chosen one of His own creation, because the relationship between a Lord and His creation is more intimate than that of a father and a son. What is the relationship between a father and a son? He only carries half of your chromosomes. You don't carry him in your belly for 9 months. Technically, half of him is for someone else. So it's the only half of this person is actually of you. All of you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of you. There is no associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my existence. All of me is Allah's. My body is owned by Him, and my spirit is owned by Him, and my soul is owned by Him. So what is more intimate? The relationship of an ab, or the relationship of a rabb. Actually, in Arabic, they changed the hamza to a ra because it's a more powerful letter to bring it closer. So it's a closer relationship. So if you wanted to choose a child, Lustafa, he would have chosen mimma yakhluqu, from his creation, ma yasha, whatever he wanted. Subhana, he is exalted from that. Huwa Allahu al-wahid al-qahhar. Says subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa al-qahiru fawqa ibadihi. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّقُونَ ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقَّ أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And He is the subduer upon all of His creation. And He sends upon you angels that are given the job to document and preserve and follow along with you until the day where death finds its way towards you. His rusul, His malaika, will take your soul, and they will not lose anything of your existence. They'll hold on to your spirit and your documentation and your records and all of it. And then you'll be returned back to your Lord, the righteous. Indeed, He is the one who will give the ruling, and He is the one who provides the quickest judgment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And He is the subduer upon all of His servants, and He is the all-wise, and He is the knowledgeable. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concept of qahr is something that you find all across the world, in the universe. Everything is maqhur. Everything is subdued and compelled by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sky and the earth. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would turn to the sky as it was still smoke, and He would say to it and all the planets, come to me. Come to me, willingly or unwillingly. Whatever you want, it's your choice. قَالَتَا, they would answer, أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, we come willingly. He compels the sun and the moon. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. And He created the sun, and it moves within its orbit until a specific point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that that's where it will end. And He did the same for the moon. Neither the sun nor the moon will remove themselves from the orbits that they're in, nor will they ever meet, nor will night defeat day, nor day defeat night. And all of them are moving within the orbits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He performs His qahr, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the opposite of things. Water is, what is water? Water is hydrogen and oxygen. You break them off, they burn. Put them together, they turn into the elixir of life. And on the day of judgment, He will compel water to be the opposite of what it is. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. And then the large bodies of water will burn. And then the oceans will burn. Nothing will be added to them. They'll just burn because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compels them to. He compels subhanahu wa ta'ala His enemies with the smallest of creations. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. You didn't see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with the people of the Fil? Did He not take all of their plotting and all their scheming and all their plans and make it completely worthless? He sent upon them some birds. Just a few birds. Who looks at birds in the sky and thinks of death? Who looks at birds in the sky and thinks of demise, of destruction? No. Few birds with small pebbles in their beaks would cause this whole plot to completely be dismembered and for it to turn into nothing. Because he's al-Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Namrud, in this known story, after Ibrahim alayhi salam argued with him, and he decided to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire, which are two examples of his qahr, jalla jalal. The first one is that he does qahr, he compels things to do the opposite of what their function is. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam took the knife to the neck of his son, qahara as-sikkin falam yaqta', he compelled and subdued the knife, and the knife didn't cut. And when Namrud threw Ibrahim alayhi salam, catapulted him into a fire that could be seen from miles away, he compelled and subdued the fire not to burn. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam would sit in the fire, and he would walk out days later unharmed. And when Namrud would kick him out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would subdue and compel the Namrud, and he would die with a mosquito. A mosquito would find its way into his ear, and it would drive him crazy, and he would die of insanity. He would die of self-harm, because he's qahar subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qaharana bil maut. For us, there are three aspects of qahar that you should understand. Number one, qaharana bil maut. We are subdued and compelled and overcome with death. With death. Qahar bil maut. We will all die. You are compelled with that. You will never find a way around that. You will never escape it. It doesn't matter what you do. You cannot escape death. Death is coming your way. Just a matter of time. The clock is ticking. The sand clock is running out of sand. And at some point, your life will end. And that qahr, it's qahrun jameel, as the scholars would say. It's a beautified coercion. None of his qahr subhanahu wa ta'ala is that of oppression or persecution or hatred, as qahr in dunya usually is. When someone performs coercion or within this dunya, their qahr is dhulm. It's an act of oppression. It's harmful, it's hateful, but not his qahr subhanahu wa ta'ala. His qahr is poetic. It's a part of our existence. It is the essence of our relationship with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all compelled by death. We can want. We can do what we want, but that's not going to change. And the sooner in your life, especially if you're young, you understand that, the better you live, you live well. How long you will live, that's the qahr piece. That's the qahar piece. How long? That you can't do anything about that. There's nothing you can do. It's whatever. That's when he ends it. The moment will come where that's where it's going to end. You can't change that. And if you accept that in the qahartani, you're the subduer. If you decide I'm going to die at this age, I'm going to die at that age. I can't. There's nothing I can do. And you accept that. The second piece of qahar, that everything is compelled to behave exactly the way he wants it to behave, except you get to choose. You get to choose because that's what his will was. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You only choose because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ, meaning the only reason you have will, you have willpower, you have free will to choose what you want. And you only have free will, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His will is for you to have will. His will subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you have will. That's His choice. He chose for you to choose. He compelled everything to behave exactly the way it's going to behave. Everything just goes by either its pre-decreed orbit, its pre-decreed movement, or going to live by its instincts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inserted within them. Except you have a margin of free will, a margin of freedom in terms of your choices. And that's a part of his qahr subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the day of judgment, he takes that back. Because yawm al-qiyamah, that is all taken back. And that which you had before, you do not have any longer. And that margin of free will that you had once before is no longer there. And you don't have the ability to make choices. You don't have the ability to say no. You don't have the ability to do anything that he does not command you to do on the Day of Judgment. And that qahr piece hurts people who do not understand it in dunya. And we're not prepared for it in this life. Those who are not prepared for it in this life will find that very, very painful because they weren't ready for it. The third piece is that you are compelled to worship him. You are compelled, أنت مقهور في عبادته. You're going to worship him. The only question is when. That's all. You are going to do it, whether you do it in dunya, willingly, or you do it يوم القيامة unwillingly. يوم القيامة, everyone is making dua. يوم القيامة, all creation is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is. Everyone is prostrating. Everyone is making dua. Everyone is praying. Everyone. يوم القيامة. Because you are compelled by his grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, his magnificence, so you have no choice. So you pray. But the difference is that يوم القيامة, it's worthless. No one's listening to it. The malaika that record are not recording it. So your book doesn't have those acts of worship in them. When you open that book to read it, it's not there. Some people will spend 50,000 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all through Yawm al-Qiyamah, which is, can you what? 1,000 times their lifetime span. 800-fold of their lives. They will spend 800 lives after they die just worshipping Allah, and then they'll open their book and it's empty. It ends with their death. There's nothing that happened after it. You are compelled. We are compelled to worship him. We are compelled to be sincere. We are compelled to be loving. We are compelled to have reverence. It's just a matter of when. When do you want to do it? Want to do it now and it counts? No? You can do it later and it won't. But you're going to do it. Al-kul sayabud. Everyone is going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's going to be وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. قَالُوا فَدْعُوا وَمَا دُعَاءُ. Go ahead, make your dua. It doesn't matter. No one's listening. لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا وَادْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا. Make dua as much as you want. It doesn't matter. It's because of his name, Al-Qahhar subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we understand the concept of Islam. The meaning of Islam is to submit, is to surrender. That's what Islam means. It doesn't mean peace. Salam is peace. It exists as a concept in Islam, obviously. But that's not the meaning of the word. The meaning, aslama, istaslama, is to submit or to surrender, to give up that which you have, to submit, to give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission. That's what we were called. We're called Muslimin. Huwa sammakum al-Muslimin min qabl. Ibrahim called us the ones who submit al-Muslimin, because we submit to his will, because he is al-Qahhar. And the reason Ibrahim gave us that name is because he had to learn what that meant when he was told, take your son and slaughter your son. It's qahr. He was compelled to do something that he had no understanding of. He was compelled to do something that he did not comprehend and did not see the wisdom, and he went and did it anyway. So, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he took his son. You and I, when we perform Hajj or Umrah, it's remember his name, al-Qahhar. Because what are you doing? You go to a piece of land, you walk around a big rock, and then you walk between two rocks, and you take small rocks and throw them on a big rock, and then you come back. Al-Qahr, you go and do what he subdued you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll perform this. Whether you're able to see the symbolism in it or not, you're going to go and do this because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded for us to do. It's this submission, it's Islam. This is what you want, this is what we do. Because he's Qahr, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you live with this name? There are three main points to remember when you're thinking about this name. Number one, have reverence. Al-Khashya. It's a beautiful thing to have. Ismullah al-Qahhar brings forward Khashya. Khashya is the mix of three things. It's fearfulness of just punishment, of fair punishment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's fearfulness. We don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to oppress us. We fear that he punishes us fairly based on our sins. Add to that respect, which is where his name Qahhar comes in. When you have haybah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have respect of, or ijlal or ta'zeem, when you magnify his status subhanahu wa ta'ala because you know he is al-Qahhar, plus love. Khashya is the mix of these three things. Khashya is the mix of that fearfulness of fair punishment, that respect and magnification, and love. Put them all together. Ismullah al-Qahar, it brings out al-Khashya inside the hearts of people. When you know that He is the one who subdues all, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, do not perform it yourself. You weren't put on earth to control this struggle of power that exists in the world. Everyone is trying to get a little bit more powerful. Everyone's trying to get a little bit more pull, a little bit more push, a little bit more reach in life. This struggle of power, the sooner you understand how futile it is and the sooner you let go of it, the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will be in your life. Understand that you are not here to perform qahr. You're not here to control or to subdue or to compel. It's not your job. You're a servant, you're here to serve. Any power that you gain for your nation is power that is going to be used justly to defend the interest of the weak, to defend the interest of the oppressed, to make sure that others cannot compel, but not for you to do it. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ. As far as the orphan goes, don't from قَهَرْ. Don't coerce them. Don't compel them. Don't control them. Don't do upon them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing upon His creation, because you are not a Lord. You are not a God. You are a human being. So don't do qahr to a person who is weaker than you, because you have the ability to do it. And then the third piece. Iqhar nafsak. You want to compel something? You want to coerce something? You want to subdue something? Subdue yourself. That's what you were put here to do. Overcome the one thing that you have full control over, the one thing that is yours, the one thing that you're supposed to control, the one thing that you're supposed to coerce and compel and overcome and subdue. You were put here, it's your job, your nafs. Subdue that. Force that. Compel your nafs to do the right thing and to have the right intention and to behave in the right way. That is your job. That is why you're here. For you to take that one act of compelling and coercion that you're supposed to do and not perform it on the right target, and to perform it on some other target, to perform it on something else, that is the worst thing you can do. That is the misuse of al-qahr. Compel and force yourself to be better. And then others, leave the qahr subhanahu wa ta'ala to do what he will do. I hope that was of benefit to you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه